This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The two countries signed agreements in the fields of labour and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies, culture, tourism and cooperation in youth and sports. India and Malaysia also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said both sides will work on linking India's UPI with Malaysia's PayNet. He said trade between India and Malaysia can now be settled in Indian rupee and Malaysian ringgits. The Prime Minister said, Malaysia is an important partner of India in ASEAN and the Indo-Pacific region. He said India will extend full support to Malaysia's successful ASEAN chairmanship in 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In Jammu and Kashmir, the filing of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections began yesterday after the issuance of notification by the Election Commission of India. 24 assembly constituencies will go to the polls in the first phase of elections, with voting taking place on the 18th of September. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 90,000 new voters have been added after a special summary revision of photo electoral rolls, officials said yesterday. This latest update has brought the total number of registered voters in the region to 88.03 lakh. The special summary revision of photo electoral rolls with qualifying date July 1, 2024 was completed in all 20 districts of Jammu and Kashmir, the officials said. They said women electors and first-time voters have registered a significant increase. The officials noted that the effort was part of a regular exercise to ensure that the electoral rolls are up to date and accurately reflect the current electorate. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, has issued guidelines outlining the necessary steps for handling patients with suspected monkeypox virus. AIIMS said patients with fever, rash or a history of contact with confirmed monkeypox cases will be flagged for immediate assessment and key symptoms will be identified. It directed the departments to immediately place suspected patients in a designated isolation area to minimize contact with other patients and staff. Safdarjung Hospital has been designated for managing and treating monkeypox patients. Indian Ambassador Dr. Suhail Ajaz Khan presented his credentials to Yemeni President Dr. Rashid Al-Alimi in Aden yesterday, marking the first visit by an Indian ambassador to Yemen in nearly a decade. This historic occasion reinforces diplomatic ties between India and Yemen, with Ambassador Khan emphasizing India's commitment to supporting Yemen's peace, stability and development. President of Yemen, Al-Alimi, expressed his desire to further strengthen bilateral relations, recalling Yemen's long-standing ties with India. In addition to his meeting with President Al-Alimi, Dr. Khan is scheduled to engage with various local interlocutors, government officials and members of the Indian community during his visit. The discussions are expected to cover a wide range of areas, including trade, culture, education and health, with the aim of expanding collaboration for the benefit of both countries. The Paralympic Committee of India, PCI, has appointed Satyaprakash Sangwan as the chief of the mission, CMD, of the Indian contingent for the upcoming Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. Sangwan is also the vice president of PCI. Sangwan will lead India's largest ever contingent of 84 para-athletes competing across 12 sports disciplines. Sangwan's extensive experience and passion for para-sports have made him a respected figure in the community. And that is the end of this news bulletin.